Under construction, navigating from where you are to where you want to be. During my travels, many times I have experienced construction sites, delays, and detours, and must confess that I have not always been very patient or positive during these perceived inconveniences. If you're like me, you hate traffic, and construction sites generate a lot of it. The result? Frustration, stress, horn honking, and waiting. This is especially frustrating when you're trying to get to work or home or are simply in a hurry to arrive at your destination. It is ironic that if we are on the road, we're actually contributing to the traffic problem. Sometimes I turn on Pandora and put on my peaceful piano music to keep calm. It usually works. The reality is that construction sites, traffic delays, and detours are all part of life. We complain about the inconvenience during the construction period's process, but rarely complain about the new roads or buildings or whatever positive fruit is produced through the process. As we work to achieve our dreams, to create a new business, build a career, or bring an idea to fruition, it can be challenging and frustrating to navigate from where we are to where we want to be. While working in the corporate world for many years, I knew I wanted something greater as a leader and an entrepreneur. I wanted to pursue my passion as a nonprofit leader and a motivational speaker because empowering, inspiring, and motivating others is a big part of who I am as a person. I will be the first to admit that the road has not been without struggle, frustration, and tears, but the rewards have been great, both personally and professionally. Frederick Douglass said it best when he said, "There is no progress without struggle." This phrase is common, but very real as you push to build your dreams. You must realize that there will be struggles and setbacks along the way. Despite those struggles, we must remain focused on what is important to bring to fruition that very thing we hope and dream. You may be asking yourself, what should I do when I am between where I am and where I want to be? You may be thinking that I am excited about the prospect of living my dream, but sometimes I get discouraged and struggle to maintain my enthusiasm as I work to build what is important to me. Well, look no further. I have a few suggestions that may help you stay the course while under construction. Number one, have a plan. Make sure that you have a well thought out plans to provide a roadmap for what you're building. When we build our home, we had to purchase a plan / blueprint that helped us construct our home. Your dream is no different. If you fail to plan, you're planning to fail, according to Benjamin Franklin. Number two, understand your why. Don't focus so much on what you're building, but instead put your attention on why you're building it. Your why will be your drive to keep moving forward with a sense of purpose. It will also inspire others who believe what you believe to want to help you through the process. Check out a video on YouTube if you get a moment by Simon Sinek on understanding your why. Number three, set and celebrate milestones. When we are building something, we can become impatient and frustrated, but it's important to set milestones and celebrate when they are met. You don't have to wait until the construction process is complete to celebrate. When you set milestones and celebrate them, those accomplishments will give you energy and points of reflection to propel you to finish your dream. Number four, mentors. Mentors are so important. Make sure that you have people who are where you want to be or have been where you are to help you navigate the process. Be sure you have people in your life who will encourage you and give you guidance when you run into hurdles. Someone once said, two heads are better than one, as long as they are not on the same shoulders. Number five, push and believe. You must have faith that you can build your dream. Sometimes our hope and dreams may seem out of reach, but we can achieve them if we work hard, push and believe that we can bring them to fruition. You have to be able to see the end before you actually see it. Some people call that faith. Push and believe. As you work to build the foundation of your dreams, know that there will be challenges and setbacks along the way, but you have to stick to the plan, tweaking when necessary, and remember why you're doing what you're doing when times get tough. Make sure that you celebrate and set milestones and have mentors to guide you along the way. Finally, push and believe. The construction process can be tough, but the greater thing that you're building will be worth it in the end. Keep building, dreaming, and believing, my friend. And remember, greatness awaits you. And if you need a speaker, please go to my website, www.seedstofruitmotivation.com, and click to book me today. Have a great day. Bye.